Today's episode is for the moms out there. And I want to, before we really get into it, take a minute to acknowledge that being a mom can be so hard. And in no way do I want to come off as insensitive. These are just some of the thoughts that I have been having as I am the mother of four kids and growing a business, and the way that I am really mentally prioritizing and taking action towards my goals and the thought process behind it. And so I recorded this podcast to hopefully create a little bit of clarity. If there's some tools that resonate with you, awesome. And to share my process. In this episode, I'm sharing a couple of the little mindset tweaks that I make to encourage the behaviors and the outcomes that I want, especially when I'm feeling stuck or like I'm falling into a rut or feeling a little bit like a victim in this life that I'm creating. And so without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Intentional Morning Podcast, a learn along with me show for women who are ready to take consistent action to design creative lives and become the happiest, most fully expressed version of themselves. A place where we don't believe in fixing ourselves, instead we create ourselves. I'm your host, Lisa Meekum, and I am obsessed with exploring how to live effervescently and with more intention. Each week, I'll be sharing feel-good stories, actionable takeaways, and timeless wisdom on how to elevate the quality of your everyday and have some more fun along the way. Now let's dive into today's episode. Today's podcast is for the moms out there, and the lifestyle change and the choices that we make as we enter motherhood and how we view motherhood in general, because I have four kids. Having kids makes things different. There are just different priorities, different challenges, and navigating all of those can be really difficult. But after I've taken two trips this month to two really incredible, inspiring events, and in speaking with all these other moms from all over the country and all over the world, there were a few really interesting things that stood out, and it made me think of the excuses that we make and the shields that we put up so that we don't have to take action. We don't have to reach towards our goals. And, you know, we have a, you know, as my business mentor, Lindsay Schwartz, calls it the cute quit, where we set a big goal, and when things start getting really hard, then we do a cute quit, something that isn't, you know, we're not making it dramatic. It's something, quitting would be something that is perceived as a very reasonable action by everyone around us. And so, for example, you know, saying that, you know, you want to grow your business or you want to get fit, but you have three kids at home, and using your children as an excuse to not live your best life. And it's interesting because in most environments, everyone around you is going to tell you that it's okay, that, oh, you need to, you know, take it easy. And my favorite is when I hear women say, I just need to give myself grace, as if quitting is somehow now a spiritual practice, when no, what maybe needs to happen is a shift in priorities. And so let's take getting healthy, for example. If there is an idea in your subconscious mind that you cannot get healthy because you have children, then this is something that is really important to flip, because your children deserve you to show up as your most energetic self, to set the example for them on how to be a productive adult. And you cannot do that without being healthy. And so because you have children, it is so important to take care of yourself, not the other way around. And we can apply the same concept to business, where I often hear women say, oh, you know, it's really difficult for me to grow my business because I have kids. However, if You're also the parent that is telling your children that they can be and do and become anything, and then using those same children as an excuse as to why you're not. Your kids are going to see right through that. And so are you really being the example? And look, I get that it's really, really hard. I get that it's really hard. It's really uncomfortable. And everyone has different circumstances. But as you're listening to this, if this is triggering you, if this is making you uncomfortable, what are the excuses you're telling yourself? And how can we just notice that there's a lot of energy being put into defending your excuses and not into achieving your dreams? Because so often we see ourselves and we see our friends and our family defending their excuses and defending their right to stay comfortable and keep things as status quo instead of really creating intentional lives for ourselves. And the reason that all of this has been brought up to the forefront for me is I have taken a good, hard look at the excuses that I've been making in growing this new business, Lunar Herbals, and the kind of relentless action I was taking to grow my first business, Reclaimed Wreckage. Now, if you guys are new to me, my first business was really created out of sheer necessity. And by that, I mean, I found out I was pregnant, really young, unplanned, had no resources. I legitimately, it all began because I really wanted to buy a diaper bag and I could not afford one at any store. I went to a thrift store and couldn't afford one. And so I started dumpster diving for fabric so that I could figure out how to make myself a diaper bag for this new baby. And I ended up going into billboard, like canvas printing dumpsters. And that's where I found really great fabric. And so I got a couple compliments on it from strangers and decided this is it. This is how I'm going to provide for me and my baby because I couldn't afford daycare. I couldn't afford preschool. I wasn't aware of the help and programs that were available, but I was on food stamps. And so I would go dumpster diving for fabrics and make stuff to sell. And I had a little Etsy shop and would sell at farmers markets every weekend. And after my son was born, I would actually strap him to my stomach and we would sneak into the junkyards because they had an admission fee and I did not have $4. And so we would sneak in and I would cut the seatbelts out of wrecked cars and then sew them into these really beautiful bags actually to sell at the farmers markets on the weekends. And in doing that, I was able to be physically present. You know, I was not as mentally present as I would have liked to be, honestly, because I was in such survival mode. However, I took real action and I had no resources. And, you know, looking back on it, that's what really made it fly. And that little business grew to get picked up by a store in Japan, in Australia, in several boutiques across the country. I personally packaged and shipped over 1,000 orders. And that little business was such a huge deal for me. But now I live a very, very different life. Now we have created an entirely new reality for ourselves. And I'm so proud of the reality that I've been able to create for our kids. And now I'm happily married and I live in a beautiful home. And in growing this business, I'm finding myself making excuses as to why I'm not taking the big action. And I'm finding myself saying things like, oh, when the kids get older, then I'll have more time. But I'm lying to myself because the kids are at school during the day. I am completely capable of taking more action. That is an excuse. And so it's really led me down this rabbit hole of analyzing my internal thoughts and making sure that I am being consistent in the example that I'm setting for my children, because I do. I tell my kids all the time that they can be and do and become anything. And so they deserve to see a mom that is really going for it, that isn't waiting for them to get older, that isn't just watching life go, but is really taking a huge active part in it. Because here's the thing that I think, and I think this really often when I'm trying to decide my next steps, but if my daughters grow up and they create a very similar or exact life as the life that I am living right now, would I be proud of them? And it creates so much clarity and gives me such a clear vision of where my priorities are and how I'm going to conduct myself going forward, because then I am going to make sure that I'm in the kind of relationships that model really healthy and loving and accepting behavior so that my kids grow up believing that that is normal and that is what is to be expected. I run up my home in a certain way so that when my kids are adults, then they know and understand responsibility and care and respect for your things. And I run my business in a way that my daughters know that they have permission on a subconscious level that they can be mothers and wives and successful and be healthy and have incredible relationships and travel the world and set other goals and still achieve them. Because that's the kind of life that I want for them. And so if I'm not willing to do it for myself and pave the way and be an example, then I feel like a hypocrite telling them that they can if I didn't have the courage to do it first. And so, yeah, this has been such an interesting introspective practice for me this week, but it's been really eye-opening and really wonderful. So I will be spending the rest of the week really looking at the back end of Lunar Herbals and sending those wholesale emails out and networking better and showing up more consistently, because that is what matters. So yeah, I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and yeah, I hope that you have an incredible week and create intentional, beautiful lives for yourselves. And use this podcast as, you know, a little cup of tea for the soul, or the hard truth to take some introspective, real action here. So yeah, I hope you have an incredible week. And until next week, I'll see you. Thank you so much for listening. I know there's a ton of podcasts out there, and I'm just so grateful to you for taking the time to join me and create a more intentional morning. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a rating or review. Also, don't forget to get your hands on my free download, 8 Quick and Easy Intentional Morning Rituals. It's my gift to you to elevate the everyday, so be sure to snag that in the show notes. In the meantime, I can't wait to see you next week. Take care.